This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another The Home episode of The Podcast. I'll be your host of this here podcast. Great podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Never remember how to start now that I'm home. My name is Ted Smith. On the bottom square today on my screen is Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Boys and girls, cool cats and kittens, it's 2021. We effing made it. Don't worry, Matt. You don't have to believe me. What's up, boys?
All right, getting the studio set up reminded me to take a break here and there. Matt Conner, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Dude, I was so busy reminding you to write down to take breaks and make it sound smooth, but it's like the, you know, secure your own life vest before helping others. I didn't have my mic turned on. I was on my computer mic. I'm like, straight garbage up in here.
I know. I gotta get a microphone because I sound the worst.
Dude, that's my fault, Ted. That's on me. I have three at my parents' house. I forgot to drop one off to you. I got rushed on my way out of town. That's on me.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I'll send them a note. Hey, just drop it off here in Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
I'm sure they got nothing going on.
Yeah, seriously.
First thing we got to talk about is it is back to basics. We've reached 2021. A lot of people have asked me, like my buddy Rob in London, he was like, so what's that about? And I was like, it's about whatever your basics want to be.
It's back to basics, baby. That's blocking and tackling, man. Fundamentals.
I've already scheduled a physical and a dentist appointment.
Love it. Wow. See, that's what I'm talking about. Sadly, I canceled the dentist appointment because I left town. So at least one of us is getting it in.
Yeah, I was just sitting there. I was like, we're 40. Let me get this stuff in.
I know. 40-year-old Smith on the airwaves.
He's so much different now.
I was expecting the quarter zip tonight. I got to be honest with you. You talked about it. You hyped us up. You asked if it was okay. You sounded committed to the decision. And, you know, now you pop up in a Smith Family Popcorn hoodie, which is pretty sick, too.
It's funny. I had on this hoodie the other night before I went to see you for a few minutes. And I was like, that's disrespectful. And then I was like, I know, Kyle. outside of the podcast, he's always got on a button up, or you're a sharp dressed man. So I was like, I gotta put on a button up. Plus it was kind of fun. I hadn't worn a button up in like months.
Dude, have you seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
I haven't.
Oh man. All right. Well, this guy's like messing, cleaning his goldfish tank on new issue day. And this isn't going to hit. Never mind.
All right. You're not wrong. Like, everybody loves that movie. I'm probably one of the few people that hasn't seen it.
It's a good film. Wait, so you brought up Back to Basics. What's the official explanation? I'm curious now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it's up to anybody, whatever your basic is. I don't know if it's building a shop out back of your house, if it's getting workouts in, or I don't know. One of the small things I have written down is just like, if we buy food, we eat it.
Dude, ooh, that's good. See, that's I feel like it's about fundamentals, you know, the fundamentals of your game, whatever that is. And like for Ted, I know it's like, you know, spending some time in the lab, hitting the gym, getting his food game tight, like, you know, not just wilding out on weekends. For me, definitely exercise is important. I feel like just getting my mind centered and calm and cool, patience, back to basics, you know? I mean, like Ted always says, dance with the girl who brought you, back to the things that got us here.
Yeah, that's the other big one. 2021, I have got to step up the online, you know, just, I got to get on Tinder and this and that. I've got to meet more women.
Dude, okay. Can I give you a couple quick tips real quick? I was in that game for a long time. All right, Tinder is the wrong avenue. That's throwing a hot dog down a hallway. You're going to have a bad time. You're going to meet some fast and loose women, but they're going to be, you know, fours and fives. No judgment on anyone listening who has Tinder. It's more of, you know, different area codes do it differently. I would recommend for you, 1, Bumble, 2, Hinge, 3, you should let me create your profile, or you should let me revamp your profile.
Yeah, fine.
I've been in that game for a long time. Too long, some say. Been a lot of bad dates, Ted Smith, and I know what works.
Yeah, well, just, I mean, you spend a year or basically you can't go out or nothing. Like I barely met any, like, I just didn't interact with women. And it's like, now it's been a year. Like, they could smell the desperation on me.
It's time to chase that gazelle, man. It's hunting season. Back to basics, dude. This is primal. Like, man sleeps with woman. This is procreation. We're talking about like one level below meat eating, you know? I love it, Ted.
Matt, what do you think?
Carnal knowledge.
What's back to basics for you?
To me, back to basics is, you know, really, I think for me, staying focused on the process, whatever it is, right? Because like, it already applies. It's not back to basics. I never left the basics of exercise. Like, and that's basically, you know, last year was all about that because the gym's closed. So now it's like, what are you going to do about it? And like, I stayed fit and, you know, I've always loved the basics and taught them to people and stuff like that. But other areas that, you know, I think, like particularly with business and stuff, there's a lot of like shiny object syndrome and you think you got to do all this stuff and learn all these things. And it's like, there's some of that, but more focusing on the process of what I can control instead of, you know, the flashy marketing tactics or whatever is really kind of the way I've been thinking about it, which is kind of parallels the advice that I would give people with fitness, which is, master the basics. Don't worry about all the shiny object syndrome stuff out there.
Dude, to sell the sizzle, you still got to have steak.
Wow.
Well, I think, too, that's what's fun about back to basics. Like, we're sitting here talking about it, right? So, like, for me, the basics are going to be obviously lean more towards fitness and health. But for somebody that's had it locked in for years, right, that makes sense. Like, some of it's going to be the business angle.
Dude, and Ted, I was going to say, yeah, your work is kind of squared away now, locked in. Are we allowed to say the...
I prefer we don't.
Cool. Well, you're locked in. And so work's going good, safe to say. But yeah, so now I feel like that's perfect for lifestyle, like women and your health. Those are definitely basics.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But, you know...
I love that journey for you.
Well, right? We just got a little off the path in last year. Sitting at home did not help.
Ted, you know, whether it's Hinge or Bumble or whatever, you know, I would expand that radius a solid 20 miles or so. You're going to get some recognition on the outskirts of the city, out in suburbs, north and south. Like, I had a good run on those as the overnight guy. Like, you make sure that that reaches to Tacoma and, like, you're in business, bro.
Ted, you've been pleasing people for years. They're going to remember that.
Right. I mean, yeah, trust me. That's the other thing, too. I'm like, all right, like, still in the city, like this and that. But, like, when things open up, like, it's not that hard. I mean, most of the girlfriends I've ever dated lived outside the city.
Dude, let's call a spade a spade. Ted Smith loves them South End ladies. He likes them real thick and juicy, a little extra beef on those bones. Yeah, am I wrong?
I've been up at Snohomish County, too. I don't discriminate.
There we go. See, there we go. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, country women, you know? Like, and you just, Ted Smith has a type, man. It's a little bit glam, you know? She does a little bit of makeup, but also just, you know?
Yeah, well, like, the last, right, I mean, Cobb, you spent more time with me and the last girlfriend, but, like, even she was, I want to say, from Bothell.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if people out there listening have a friend with a nice ass on her, Ted's your guy.
Get to
if she's got that chariot, if she's got that chariot, hit my man directly in his DMs.
You know how to get a hold of me.
We'll be here. Email at thepodcast.com. Dude, I like Ted. I like that, man. That's a great back to basics answer. It's just like my health and fitness, family life.
Yeah, it just seems like the easy one. But I mean, that's easier for me. Like, it's easy to recognize what you're bad at.
Dude, I disagree. I feel like a lot of people don't realize their own weaknesses. I think it's very, self-aware that you do. People don't see their deficits. And I always have respect that about you. I think you have a good, like, internal compass is the wrong word. You have a good perspective on yourself. And a lot of people don't, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, thanks.
No problem. Right, I just mean, like, more objective. Most people are very subjective about themselves.
Yeah. So we talked a lot about my basics. Matt's working on business. Cobb, what are you doing?
Dude, for me, I think it's getting back to, well, okay. This is kind of like a weird, I don't know, whatever, how much people want to know about my life. But so I lived in Austin. If you've been listening for a long time, then I moved back to Seattle. My plan was to be there for a year or two and just grind on this popcorn shop thing. Been grinding for 2.5 years. It was a long haul. And I was really trying to work on my patience and just the process and whatever. So I went to fly back to Austin, yesterday, Monday. And during all of Corona, I've only been using card, you know, debit card for buying stuff. I used cash for the first time. Guy gave me a quarter. I didn't think about it. Put it in my pocket as change. And I'm at the airport and I look, and on the quarter is my totem, the blue heron. And to me, the blue heron represents patience. It's a bird that just sits and waits for the fish to come to it. And this sounds crazy, sounds very hippie, but it felt to me like it was a little token, like I had earned that little merit badge of patience. I'd been patient for 2.5 years. I was returning to the promised land, which I love in Austin. And I'd never seen a heron quarter before. It turns out it's the state quarter of Delaware. So cool moment. I was feeling that. So as far as back to basics, man, I think it's back off the grind and more into, you know, leaning into who I am. So a little bit of inner stillness, peace, rest, relaxation, and just exercise, getting my health back right. Flexibility and, you know, really the basics of just, you know, being a human, which is health, fitness, and my relationship.
It's funny when you brought up the blue heron, because I'm like, wait a minute, I know that bird, but I'm like, the Maryland quarter is the old state line. That makes sense. It's Delaware.
Yeah. Yeah. I just had never seen that one before. And yeah, Ted, you hipped me to the idea of totems, and that's definitely one for me. So anyway, I don't know. It was cool. If that is weird to people, that's all right. But hopefully it hits somebody who needs to hear it.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's what we're saying, too. Like, I think back to basics can be anything. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that have done a lot of stuff and accomplished a lot of things in the last couple of years. So, you know, something, it could be as simple as like, I just want to read completely two books this year.
Dude, yeah, that's a good one. And that's the thing. I feel like originally we were talking about as a joke, back to basics, like maybe there was going to be, you know, Corona or nuclear war, like shutting shit down, and we were going to be back to sticks and stones and lighting fires, you know, with rocks. That's why I like, you know, rocking the sweatshirt, is I feel like it's just going to get make people like second take and think about themselves. No, it's just a little bit of a mind fuck. Sorry, Matt.
Oh, no worries.
It is. I still remember. I was like, my one cousin called me. He's like, man, I like that slogan. What's it about? And I was like, I don't really think about it that much. We were just kind of joking about that sweatshirt and everything. It seemed like something fun to say. And then like over the break, I had a couple of Zooms with friends in other, you know, other states and other countries. And they're like, so what's it really about? And I was like, I got to be honest with you, boys. I hadn't thought about it that tough. I was like, I knew mine. But that's why I was interested to hear what you guys were thinking. And then for anybody else listening, like, who knows? Like, just think on it. You don't have to know what your basic's going to be till February, March. Doesn't there's no timeline, but back to it.
I think.
Go ahead, Matt.
One thing that I heard both of you mention at different points, I might have even too, is the word simple. And that's something that, you know, I certainly see in the fitness world as very effective and, you know, but it doesn't mean that it's easy to do the simple stuff consistently. And so that's kind of where I'm at with the whole thing in general. Like right now, I'm just thinking about my business a lot because it's just been growing and there's exciting stuff on the horizons. And, but whatever it is, I would, you know, look at simple actions. I promise you they're so effective. I've seen people make massive transformations physically. And I know from personal experience that like my habits and like the simple stuff that you can do consistently is going to be so clutch. So if people can find those in whatever avenue of life it is, like it's going to be a good year for a lot of people here.
Dude, yeah, the stuff you do every day. And if anyone wants motivation on that, read the book by that guy who wrote the Dilbert comic, Scott Adams. I can't remember the name of his book, but chapter 3 talks exactly about how the stuff you do regularly is the stuff that makes all the difference. And it's just little habits and having a system. So, Matt, I 100% agree with you. This year, we're laying a foundation, boys. Just stripping away all the siding. Back to basics.
Well, that's like... Like my brother and I were talking about, like, that's why Steve Jobs wore that black turtleneck all the time. Cause he was just like, mm-hmm. It's just easy. I wear it every day. Not easy, but he's just like, it's just one less thing I have to think about.
Yep. And dude, Mark Zuckerberg stole that and does the same thing. Gray t-shirt.
And I like that he rocks the hoodie.
Yep. I'm a hoodie guy myself.
Yeah. Damn. I mean, that is one thing I always tell people about. As I'm wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
That's one thing I always say to myself that, or tell people about Zuckerberg too. I'm like, trust me, those jeans and that hoodie and that t-shirt, like he didn't pick them up for like $10.
Yeah. He definitely doesn't get that at JCPenney. I don't think.
I was going to say,
they do breakdowns sometimes. Like they'll take a photo of somebody on stage, like a tech guru or whatever, and then they'll like label all the stuff he's wearing. It's like he's wearing like tennis shoes and jeans and a t-shirt, and they'll be like, tennis shoes $900, jeans $1,700 from like Italy, t-shirt $294, and you're just like, god dang it.
Yeah, I follow a Twitter thing that's just it just calls out fancy like preachers that are like, oh, I'm the cool preacher, I'm the cool pastor, and it just like same thing, it just runs down how expensive everything they're wearing is.
Dude, that drives me insane. You want to set me off? Talk to me about Joel Osteen and megachurch pastors, man. I have nothing against people if they're into that and that's their predilection for you know, their preference for religion. But God, you know, they're talking about helping people and they're driving around in a G-Wagon and they have a $20 million house. It's like, you know, maybe you should donate some of that. It drives me insane.
I'm with you. Can I tell you guys a quick story that happened since our last episode? Speaking of pastors, I'm totally with you on the mega pastor thing.
No taxes. Just wanted to get that in there.
Good point. But But
sorry, one more. Just the largest landowner in Manhattan is the Catholic Church. They pay no taxes.
Wow. This is gonna sound, you know, I'm not getting in on all that.
Not a dime, Matthew. They don't pay a dime.
Mild youth pastor who is no longer with the church because he stood up, they had some anti-LGBTQ stuff and he was like, this is messed up. And they were like, get out, which I thought was cool. But I commented on one of his things on Facebook out of the blue. I've been trying to like get back to like super random people whenever possible, like from way back in the day. And it's been fun. So I commented on his thing and he messaged me and was like, hey, hope you're well. Once all this COVID stuff's over, I'd love to catch up and smoke some weed together.
Yeah. Wow. The devil's lettuce, huh?
So stoked.
The jazz cabbage. There we go, Mateus.
Dude, trust me. Like when I grew up, right? Super Catholic and this, well, you know, Catholic school and everything. But I'm pretty sure all those priests, all those priests had drinks. Like, that's just part of being a Catholic. Like, well, sure, we're going to have some whiskey.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a couple of cocktails. Ted, I love that. Yeah, super Catholic. Well, you know, I went to a school where they were Catholic. Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like I've heard some stories about Beach Week. I don't know how Jesus is looking down on that. Yeah.
You know, he gave his blessing.
Dude, that's what I'm saying, man. The Prince of Peace, dude. You were just walking in his footsteps. I get it. I'm with you.
So real quick, one funny story is years ago, it's like, that's the thing. You grew up in a Catholic church. There's always like a priest that's like in your, school, right? In your school, whatever, your church. So like people become friends with these people and have them over and stuff. But sometimes the priest like doesn't always show up dressed like a priest. So it's me and, you know what, I won't say his name, but it's me and a friend, maybe a cousin. And it's like a Friday night. And trust me, we're not drinking or nothing, but we're in the stands watching my buddy Bernie play like Babe Ruth Senior American Legion baseball. I forget which one it is. And for whatever reason, like we're just ragging. There's like a couple of us and we're just ragging my one cousin, right? Just like, oh, you're going to grow up to be a priest and this and that. Like, you even like women. Now, what we don't realize is that just a few rows in front of us, these are aluminum stands for like a Babe Ruth baseball game.
Yeah, there's nowhere to go.
There's not a lot of people there. There's nobody in between us. And we don't realize after the game, Bernie's like, hey, jackass, you realize that was Father whatever sitting with my mom. She was forgiven. Giving everybody our time, like, oh, you're going to be the priest.
That's honestly, that is classic Ted Smith. His mouth writing checks his body can't cash. Dude, I love it.
Right? So you're going to have to bleep me on this, but like Bernie gets into pitch, and then after the game, I go, hey, man, did you ever get your titties off the fence? Because that guy ripped them. And he's like, yo, more aggressive.
Dude, that's God, man. I love that. Ted's just out there at the ball game, feeling himself, having a couple of beers, a couple of cold ones.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. We're like 17, 18. I wish I could tell you we had been drinking. We were just being idiots.
Oh, man.
If anybody has less of a filter than a drunk dude, it's probably teenagers.
Yeah, it really is. They say some wild ass.
I have a lot of memories from that time where, like, if I said them out loud, people would assume that there was alcohol involved. And it's like, nope, just being that age.
Yeah, I was just dumb.
All right, let's take a quick break. And then we come back. We'll do a little recap of the holidays. All right, so Christmas break for me was unbelievable. Cobb, I saw you a couple times, very small groups. We were careful. Best, worst part about the Christmas break, New Year's?
Mateus?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Christmas was really weird because it was just me and my girlfriend down here. And so, you know, and we didn't have the presents that we got each other because those are all in Seattle. So we just, it was just kind of a day, you know, and we did some Zoom calls and stuff and played pickleball. It was like pretty chill during the day. And then we were going to go to this Jewish deli down here. Cobb, have you been to Sherman's?
Yep.
Oh man. I love that place. They got great ribs, you know, and it's a Jewish deli. So it's like, oh, they'll be
good. IF with that energy. Definitely. Right.
They're amazing. Their bakery is phenomenal too, as it turns out. That's its own like subplot that has just gone out of control since last time I saw you guys. Sherman's desserts are incredible. But so we went for the ribs for Christmas dinner, and I think Tyler got corned beef and cabbage. But on the way there, Tyler was like, so we live kind of on the south side of the valley here, and Palm Springs proper is up north a little bit. I think it's east to west. But if you go way out and up and around, you can go to Palm Springs by driving through Joshua Tree if you want to add a couple hours to your trip. So that's what we did. We were driving through like right at sunset, and just the silhouettes and, you know, the views and not even just of the Joshua Trees, but also all the rock formations like glowing off the sunset. Like, it was just an amazing drive to go get Christmas dinner, you know, half hour away.
But very cool.
We took the scenic route. So yeah, that was super rad.
Dude, I like that. Mine, I mean, a couple highlights. One, you know, my mom gave me a gift that she's been camping on for 25 years. So Whoa. That's pretty cool. It's been in the attic for 25 years. So that was dope. And then very touching. And then the other one was for New Year's Eve, you know, I kept it small. Ted came over for a minute and he left. And I had two other friends over, and one guy I invited over, I don't know very well, but he's a friend of a friend. He came over and he showed up. So I said, okay, get here at 8 o'clock. 11:52. This guy comes barging through the door, black and white, three-piece suit. In one hand, he's got a bottle of Cristal. And in the other hand, he's got three mortars, fireworks. He wants to light off the deck. I was just like, Jesus, Russell, come on in here. So anyway, we had a great time. But he was, and they stayed till like, you know, 4 a.m. It's hilarious. Wow. But I just thought, like, what a hell of a way to show up to a party. Cristal, fireworks, high low.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing too that was nice about that is I got to Cobb's, right? And our one friend is kind of notorious for late. But like late.
Yeah.
And then Cobb's like, oh, hang on, man. There's somebody else here. And I was like, who else is here? And he's like, ordered a pizza.
My boy Pagliacci.
I like how I think I took a bite and I just lean over and go, since that 12th man Primo, I recognize her.
Yeah, I know, dude. Maybe you could tell what pizza was just from the taste. It's hilarious. And like, for people who aren't from the area, these people have some exotic pizzas. It's not like you're like, oh, pepperoni, oh, goat cheese. It's like there's like 15 different crazy ingredients on these things.
Yeah, I would say, man, it was just Christmas Eve was super cool. Like, some of our mutual friends came by and just sat on the deck or kind of switched in shifts in and out. And that was good too. It was kind of fun to get like Barnsey and Dunk to hang out with like Nick and George.
Oh yeah, man. Plus it was your 40th birthday.
Those four crossed paths.
Yeah. And this is cause actually Christmas Eve was a nice day. So, I mean, we were just, this is during the daytime. So we're just sitting outside and Nick shows up with his mom makes homemade cinnamon rolls.
Whoa. Right?
So, you know me, I already had dips made or whatever. And like, Thrill's wife had made me this giant crab dip, which was delicious. So I got like food here. And then Nick's like, homemade cinnamon rolls. Like, all right, here we go. Oh,
yeah. Wow. Back up the truck.
Oh, man. I would say the other highlight of that was when Cobb came by, he got eggnog shamed by my cousins. They were shaming me. And then I was like, dude, do you mind running to the store and get some eggnog? Like, they are not going to let this go.
Your cousins and your sister, just going for it. Yeah, we had a good time, man. We were living like kings in there. We had pizza going, all the dips. I mean, it was a full spread. Not a full set of people as usual. It's just three of us, but that was a good year, man. Good year.
And I
know it wasn't the 40th birthday you were expecting, but it was fun.
I also love the story of you getting the pizza that day.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah, it's I made an effort for that thing. Every year I always think I got it. And then there's always a little wrinkle, but Matt. So, all right, get this, dude. I almost got into a fight with the pizza guy, which I'm mostly cool, calm, and collected, but it's popcorn season, going hell for leather. And the one thing Ted depends on me, he asks almost nothing of our friendship, literally almost nothing. I could count on one hand the number of things he's asked me for. But the one thing he asked me is like, look, man, on Christmas Eve, bring the pizza, secure the football, mind the basics, fundamentals, block and tackle, get that pizza to my house. It's a long-standing tradition. I didn't want to be the one to ruin it. So I walk into first pizza place I go to that I'd planned all day, closed. Hit up my boy Pagliacci, the old standard. All locations are closed. OF. So I go to the backup plan. Going to Rocco's, Belltown. Ah, I shouldn't have said their name. Well, c'est la vie.
Well, it's great pizza. Nonetheless, if you're in Belltown, go to Rocco's, get some pizza.
I agree. 100%. Great pizza. I roll in and I'm like, hey, there's a bunch of pizzas in the dish. I was like, hey, can I buy one of those pizzas? He's like, oh, sorry, we don't sell whole pizzas. I was like, okay, could I just get 8 slices then? And he's like, no, we don't do that. And one of the chefs is like, hey, man, I'll sell you 8 slices. I was like, okay. So I go over and I'm kind of in this little side deal with the chef. And then the main guy's like, okay, you can do that up here. And the chef's like, but I can only do 4 of one and 4 of another. And I'm like, okay, cool. So you'll sell me a pizza, a half and half pizza. And he's like, yeah, go back to the main guy. And he's like, okay. And rings it up. And it's like $58 or something like that. And I was like, whoa. A pizza's only like $48 here, which still is pretty spendy. But I was like, this is getting out of control. And he's like, well, I charged you for each slice. And I was like, but you guys are determining the slices. And he was like, but I have to charge you for individual slices. I was like, okay, then can I just pick my slices? Like, if you're selling me 8 slices, let me choose. I can't just be half cheese and half pepperoni, man. And so we got into a debate and he's just like, look, man, this is the way it has to be. But then the chef guy's always chirping in and he's like, no, man, we can do whatever. So it was like, I was dealing with kind of a dick at the front and we got off on a bad foot. It's really not even him. We got off on a weird start with the chef jumping in between our little conversation. And so it was a weird energy. Finally, I just handed my card. I was like, just get it done, man. Just get it done. And he was like, okay, I apologized to him. He apologized to me. I left a tip, walked away. But, there was a moment there where I honestly thought there was not pizza coming to Ted's house.
Wow.
Yeah. Everybody, Cobb shows up and he's like, you have no idea what I just went through for this pizza.
Well, dude, that guy and I were sweating each other for honestly 5 minutes and there's a line behind me. Like it was an ordeal. I almost became a Karen online. Like if someone had filmed it, I could have been called a Karen.
Right, because it's like, if you're going to sell me half, if you can only sell me half and half, fine. Just charge me what you would for a half and half.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. But instead, how I ended up in the $60 price bracket for one pizza, I will never know. But that was a tough pill to swallow. But at that point, I was willing to pay anything.
So when I lived in Belltown, I used to go to Rocco's a lot. Like their pizza is that good.
Dude, it's legit. They have 5 chefs in there going.
Yeah, their meatballs are good, this and that, and they have good cocktails. I was always one of the people that was the weirdo in there just slugging beers. But I was in there one night, and I get a text from my old, the guy that used to own my condo, just like, hey, but he's not a drinker. Keep that in mind. Like, what are you up to? I'm like, sitting at Rocco's with a buddy, probably Barnsley, having a drink. Like, what's up? Oh, come by and say what's up. And I'm like, cool, we'll be here. And I remember looking at Barnes being like, that's not good. Right. It's 9:30 on a Wednesday and the dude that doesn't drink or live downtown is like, yeah, I'll be by in 15. We need to chat. And that's like,
yeah, my landlord's going to swing by.
Right. It's like, yep. He's going to sell the place.
It's like, well, I'm getting evicted.
Yeah. Still one of the best breakups I've been through though.
Yeah. Dude, here's the thing though, man. Just like breakups, they all come crawling back, don't they, Ted? And didn't you say recently that that person has hit you up to move back into his place?
Yeah, the pandemic has not been friendly to real estate downtown.
They always come crawling back, baby.
I also wanted to mention that I went up and saw some other friends. We hung out outside at 40. I got news for you, boys. You might cry. It's what happened to me. Like, they got a cake, and I was like, man, this is, see, still struggling with it. But it was very nice. So.
Yeah, man, especially, dude, 40 is a huge birthday. One, two, milestone. Three, been a tough year, a long year for a lot of people, you know? And four, like, to have your friends just surprise you with a cake, I mean, that would make me misty for sure. It's like that people remember that they got your back, that they love you, you know, all that at once, especially after the year we've had. It's just like, yeah, man, that's what's up. It almost brought me to tears just hearing about that. Very cool move.
Yeah, and they got the math on the cake and everything. I was like, man, this is awesome.
Let's go.
I'll just leave it at this. Matt, we'll talk later. The candle was amazing.
Okay.
Jesus.
Oh, man. Oh, God, that was fun. All right. Cobb, is it time to read some emails?
Hell yeah. Let me see what
you know what? In time. First, we're going to take a break.
Nice.
Nice.
All right. Let's eat. Let's eat. Let's read some emails.
let's eat some B-mails. Or skeet some females, whatever your year's about. All right. Let's do this. Josh Fox. I met Cobb. Hello, gentlemen of the best podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
I actually met Cobb at his popcorn shop at Pike Place Market this weekend. I was venturing out with my kids on the way to Pike Place, saw Cobb's popcorn, told my kids that was a place of Cobb, a person from the podcast. After some short debate and knowing that my middle son would love some cheddar popcorn, I went up to order some popcorn. I asked the young man at the counter who was Cobb at the counter, and Cobb stood up to say hi. He sounded just like I hear from the podcast and wanted to mention it, but didn't keep from sounding too much like a fanboy. He then mentioned talking to Ted and watching the Sounders game on Saturday night. I watched the conference final this week and was stoked about the MLS Cup game on Saturday. Sad night. Anyhow, super excited to actually meet a hero of mine, Cobb. Been listening to the Men's Room since 2007 when I was stationed at McCord Air Force Base, and started the podcast and the Megacast when I moved to West Seattle in 2017. Meeting Cobb and him talking about Ted really made me feel at home in Seattle, and I truly appreciate it. Popcorn was damn good, too. Thank you, boys, for all that you do. I later told my older sub that Cobb is an intelligent, charismatic person, and he said, so like me? And I said yes. Sexy hair, by the way, Cobb. Coming from a 39-year-old single dad, I appreciate your hospitality despite these COVID times. Ted, I've always related to you being the same age and similar upbringing. You the man, and I love you too, MCTP. Your forever listener, Josh from DuPont, West Seattle, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Kunsan AB, Korea, Little Rock, Arkansas, Jacksonville, Florida, Panama City, Florida, and wherever I move next. Forever, KSW podcast listener, Josh.
Nice.
Wow.
That's awesome.
There it is, boys.
Yeah, yeah, Panama.
Small town bars. Small town bars. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
The 59er Diner is a great spot, Ted. I've been there a few times, but never for breakfast. I'll have to give it a try. My better half bartends at the Squirrel Tree, and we also live just up the highway, so that's my go-to. If you haven't been, I recommend the Headwaters Pub by Lake Wenatchee and the Old Mill Tavern in Peshawson as well. Cheers, fellas. Hammers. Hammer.
Right, so like we've been to the Squirrel Tree. I feel like the problem is I never go far enough down, like making that left down to like Lake Wenatchee.
Is the Squirrel Tree where we were playing like some sort of game in the backyard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked that spot. Dude, Wenatchee actually has a really good natural health like grocery store too if you ever want great food.
All right.
I think it's called the Wenatchee Food Co-op or something like that. I don't know. They have like a little bar in the back that make really good stuff. P.S. at the Squirrel Tree. Beers are on me.
Dude, it's funny. George went over there. He's got that piece of property over there. I don't know if it was on Christmas or the day after. He just sent me a picture, and it was the backyard of the Squirrel Tree just covered in snow.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I love that guy. What am I looking forward to in 2021? Getting a goddamn haircut. I'm talking shampoo, scalp massage, hot towel, the full works, all provided by a sorry, boys.
I'm listening.
I try to just read these neutral, but sometimes it's tough. All provided by a busty young woman with sports on the TV in the background. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I said, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
I caught the Rona in mid-March 2020. I've been working from home since then. With a new kid in the house, I really don't want to risk a visit anywhere. I don't 100% need to go. So I've gone full mountain man. See my before and after pictures below. Back to basics, boys. August. P.S. If you do a back to basics t-shirt or hoodie, I suggest that get it should be on the back.
I was having last week with somebody that hasn't cut their hair, and they're like, it's getting too long. And I was like, I don't want to hear that. You keep growing it.
Dude, so he included a couple photos, and I'll say this, August. He went from crew cut to hockey flow.
Nice. If it gets any longer, big that's change. Probably like lacrosse flow.
Yeah, seriously. And then, like, at a certain point, you hit Hanson, depending on your age. bop, bop, bop. All right. hey, guys. some of the younger listeners have no idea what we're talking about. Hey guys, no need to read this on the pod. Oh well, shit. All right, next. Congratulations, Cobb, you played yourself. What's up, boys? Long time emailer, first time listener. 2020 has led us to believe that the end is near, but I say fuck that noise. Right. I'm not apologizing for cussing, Matt. It's warranted. I found a few things to be thankful for. You guys are all still alive and kicking and still recording the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
For us LARPers. I moved to a dope neighborhood far from everyone and into the house of my dreams. Took some fucking work to get there. Again, cussing is warranted, Matt. Wearing sweatpants and tees became acceptable fashion choices all day, every day. COVID-19 is survivable. So the sources, I guess, believe on the interweb say, but you also can't spell believe without the word lie. The list goes on. It's short. I still have hope as I sit here in my office chair with my leg propped up on ice, waiting for an MRI to determine how much of my MCL I destroyed this weekend. I ran out of talent. Nothing to do with what calendar year it is. Be blessed and LARP on, gentlemen. Love the cast. Hoping to high five again someday at a fucking metal show where I got the best hug from Matt ever at Slipknot Lamb of God at White River. Sincerely, Neil Fielder, a.k.a. the Gentle Giant, a.k.a. the Dude, a.k.a. Gimpy.
Oh, I bet I know how he busted up his knee. Probably skiing.
Yeah, I was going to say. that answers that one. Sorry to heal that. Hear that. Neil, hope you heal up quickly.
That's funny. Like, right. I mean, and Neil's one of the original dudes.
Yeah, dude, seriously. He's been a listener since like episode number one.
Yeah.
Also, I really want a busty young lady to cut my hair too. I don't know why, but that just hit with me.
I'm sure in Austin you can find that hairdresser.
Dude, but like that's how Miami Jake gets his haircut, you know? I want that life. No, in Austin I have a guy actually, he's in my phone as Con Hair, because he's an ex-convict. That's where he learned his barber skills. But those guys, I've noticed, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but for the best men's haircuts, you either want like the lowest end, like ethnic hair shop in like the bad neighborhood where they just dial you up like Dominican style, or you want like a salon and neither in between. Like in between is where you get killed. So anyway, this guy, Con Hair, is my boy Josh. But yeah, he learned like in prison, if you're learning to be a barber, like you screw up someone's hair, they're going to be pissed. Like you're not getting a tip. You know what I mean? And so I feel like those guys are some of the best barbers in the country, and he's no exception.
Yeah, for sure. And you got like, they also like that. That's you're in prison. It's probably a good job to be having in prison.
Oh, definitely, dude. Yeah. And they're like, I feel cool just going to his shop. Giant pool table in the middle. It's in like this ratchet strip mall. There's always a couple vehicles out front with huge rims, tinted windows. Don't really know what's going on. Very fun.
Yeah, I mean, a barbershop should be fun.
That's what I'm saying, dude. For a middle-aged, boring-ass white guy like me, it's kind of cool. I don't know. I feel cool being there. Is that wrong?
No, you're exactly right. Like, I
speak like just enough Spanish to get a ticket to the show. Sorry.
All right, let's check in with what's happening.
Hey, what's good? What's mad?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's mad?
Whoa.
Check out what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's mad?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's mad?
Whoa.
Check out what's maddening.
Well, you know, back to basics, a basic thing that I have the capability to do and just didn't from COVID, when we transitioned to doing podcasts like this, putting that fucking intro back on for what's maddening this year, boys.
Let's go.
Yeah, well, also in your defense, I was like, we're going to wait. Like, we don't need all that stuff. But right now that we're in this, like, yeah, we can spice it back up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have it. I'll put it on that one. I was just actually the guy that made it, Ruben, popped up on my suggested friends list on Facebook. And I was like, dude, I got to bring that intro back. That thing is so cool. So people will hear it. We didn't hear it right now. But I, yeah, wow. It's been a long time since I talked to you guys. I mentioned Joshua Tree the very next day. We drove out to Lake Havasu, Arizona, both of these with like 10 minutes of lead time of like Tyler bringing the idea up and us being like, sure. So Lake Havasu, Arizona is like 3 hours from here. And, you know, I just thought, whatever, we're in the sunshine, nice road trip. I get there and Tyler had mentioned the London Bridge and I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. So we get there. They have the real London Bridge in Lake Havasu, Arizona.
I know they do. How did it get there?
So some dude, that oil tycoon in Havasu, wanted it when they disassembled it in London or were getting rid of it. And so they disassembled it. And then labeled each piece like it was, so they could know where it was, like with a grid, like a puzzle. And then they broke it down, shipped it to Long Beach, California, and then it made the rest of the way by truck. This was back in the 60s. And then when it got to Havasu, they just reassembled the pieces. And it goes from like the main part of Lake Havasu to this island with not much going on the other side. Like, we drove over the London Bridge, but there wasn't a whole lot going. Like, it didn't serve a magnificent purpose. The other side was kind of whack, like, you know, but it looked cool. It was fun. It was a nice, like, little destination road trip where we got out, you know, it's 75 degrees. So I just hang out outside, you know, people are keeping the distance and like, walked along the water a little bit, checked out the bridge. They have like a little tourist trap thing where it looks like Britain. So, you know, frolicked around there for a bit, checked out the gift shop, got some in and out and headed back. It was a nice little day after Christmas, spontaneous adventure.
Also one of the best Notorious B.I.G. performances of all time. Spring Break, Lake Havasu.
No way.
Have you never seen that?
No.
No.
Oh, it's like back in the day. Well, obviously, but it's like they're in Lake Havasu, which at that point is like an exotic land to most of us on the East Coast. So it's spring break. So it's like a floating dock they're all on, and he's like on this front one. But like everybody behind him is all like, frankly, let's just say what it is, like white people from college on spring break. And then you have like Big wearing his Timberlands, like a Coogi sweater. Oh, and he just crushes it. And it's just like, I mean, it's no pun intended, it's a notoriously good performance.
Wow.
That's sick, man. That sounds rad.
Wow. That makes that story so much fun to have, just like a awesome 90s hip hop fact to be able to like top it off with.
Dude, just imagine being there. Like, everyone and their mom, like Girls Gone Wild, has seen video of Lake Havasu. Now imagine you're also at a Biggie concert, like a show, and it's just going off. Like, God, like that's the kind of event you remember for a lifetime.
Right. Like, you gotta remember, this is like 92, 93, right? So like MTV's Spring Break was the only version of this stuff we ever saw. Mm-hmm. And Girls Gone Wild, like Joe Francis probably wasn't even 21 yet.
Yep. That was late 90s. Late 90s hustle.
Damn. Yeah, that sounds awesome. At the moment.
I'm pretty sure it's the only reason I knew the London Bridge was there. So I was like, yeah, like what else goes on at this Lake Havasu?
Damn. Yeah. It's been there since the 60s. And I just had no idea. It was the most like random little thing. And but it was pretty cool. You know, found like this little brochure about the history. That's why I know it, because I picked it up and sent it to my grandpa because figured he'd like that. And they have a little like authentic piece of the London Bridge in a little jar that I got. And, you know, like, hey, Merry Christmas. But it'll be postmarked from like the 28th or whatever. 28th was a fun night. Turned on the lasers and, Tyler got some lasers. That made our Christmas that much better. We had them going on the tree and it was a lot of fun to, you know, just bring that atmosphere. They sync up to the music and, you know, without live music, without festivals, it was just like, it was a good vibe. And then we made my mom a laser fan, Cobb.
Dude, I love lasers.
I know you do. That's what I wanted to tell you. Then when my mom showed up, we put Love Shack, her favorite song by the B-52s, and synced that up to the lasers. And they were like centered on the Christmas tree. She was sold. So sick. I know how much you love lasers and why. And just be like,
oh, yeah.
Now my mom loves lasers too.
Dude, I'll buy that domain right now.
That Coke's mom loves lasers.com. Oh, that's hilarious. It's been a long time. A lot of other stuff's happened, but you know, that's kind of the gist of it.
All right, well, trust me, it's a thin line between Christmas lights and lasers.
We walked it well.
All right, I guess it's about that time.
Cobb topic.
All right, boys, I'm not going to sugarcoat this one, but we are going to take a positive spin. What positive thing has the pandemic revealed to you about humanity? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. What positive thing has the pandemic revealed to you about humanity? Obviously, there's been some negatives. It's 2021. We're moving on. We're back to basics. Tell us the positive stuff. What do you got, boys?
I mean, I think for me, the main thing is it just kind of reinforced, like, I've always been a very social person. I think there's a lot of people that didn't realize how social they were or how much they needed social interaction till 2020.
Yes. Social and family. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I would say the, I also believe in addition to that, like a lot of people are kind of channeling their creative energies. I do think this is I think a lot of good art and stuff comes out of some rough times. And, so I'm excited. Actually, Bring Me the Horizon put out an album at the end of the year that it was like, damn, you guys wrote this during this, and I can tell, and I loved it. Just people, creating new things, and like I think some of that turmoil will translate into some pretty awesome creations that we'll start to see here in the coming, whatever months, years, whatever it winds up being. But killing the time, I think people are gonna come up with some cool stuff.
Dude, I agree. All the best art comes from pain. I think people are going to launch a lot of cool businesses too that we won't really know about for 3 or 4 years. But yeah, I agree.
And I think people are going to have a new level of respect for barbers, bartenders, waiters, waitresses, like all these kind of service industry jobs. I think people took for granted, like, right now they're not there and you can't hang out at that place. Like, but you wish they were there.
Dude, and yeah, totally. And just like being able to sit at a bar and overhear people's conversation or join in or make friends or talk to strangers or flirt with strangers. I mean, like, yeah, I feel like humanity kind of took itself for granted in that way. Like, we took other people for granted, you know? I hope it makes everyone a little bit kinder and a little bit more appreciative of all the things that we have.
Sure. All right. Well, there you go. We're back. We're back to basics. We're back in business. We're back. All right. Well, I'll hold down Seattle. You guys enjoy the sunshine. Matt, hopefully I'll see you in like a month or something.
But you're the rock, Ted. You're the rock.
I'll for sure see you on Friday nights. All right. Sounds for MCTV, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.